I want you to turn with me in 1 Chronicles chapter 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. And I want us to look at this passage of scripture. And it talks about prayer, talks about faith. It talks about King David being a warrior. And we're gonna look at all those things. But we're going to see that God gave him a great victory. And I want this year to be a year of great victories or great breakthroughs in your life. Amen? How many say, yes, I could sure appreciate that, Jesus. Amen? Well, I want us to look at this great passage of Scripture. Look at verse 8 in chapter 14 of 1 Chronicles. I want us to quickly go through it, and then we'll come back and point out some things in the Scriptures. Now, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, and David heard of it and went out against them. Then the Philistines went and made a raid on the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" The Lord said to him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand." So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, "God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water." David experienced a mighty breakthrough through his enemies, and God used his hand. He said, "God used me to do that." But God brought him the breakthrough. God wants to bring you victory. He wants to bring you breakthrough, anything that's holding you back. Let's go on. "Therefore, they called the name of the place Baal Perazim. And when they left their gods there, David gave a command, and they were burned with fire." There's no residue of the enemy. Aren't you thankful for that? How many want to live a year where there's no residue of the enemy? Verse 13, "Then the Philistines once again made a raid on the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said to him, 'You shall not go up after them. Circle around them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall go out to battle. For God has gone out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines.' So David did as God commanded him." If you don't get anything else out of the message today, make this year a year of obedience to the Lord. "They drove back the army of the Philistines from Gibeon as far as Gezer. Then the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations." As we begin a new year, how many make New Year's resolutions? Mary does. How many break New Year's resolutions? Most of us who make New Year's resolutions, by the time we get to the end of January, we've kind of forgot about it. That gym membership, you go hard the first year, David was talking about, you go hard the first year, or the first month, and I believe in fitness, I believe it's a good thing, but our humanness, a lot of times, what? We don't follow through. New Year's is a great time to evaluate your life. And I want you to do that right now. Is there an area of your life that you want to see God bring a breakthrough? That you want to see God, it seems like there's an area, there's just a wall around you. And you want to see God break through that you go forward, that the flood of God's grace just breaks that wall in two. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's in your job. Wherever you need to have God intervene. Believe that this year God is still a God of breakthrough. He's going to break through those walls. He's going to break through those circumstances. He's going to let the flow of His awesome grace just flow through your life, and it's going to break the walls of the enemy. How many just want to be used by God in a greater way? Lord, let the grace of God flow. Let it break those walls that the enemy tries to build. Let's look back at verse 8 again. Now, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, and David heard of it and went out against them. The first thing I want us to see is, soon as something good is happening in your life, the enemy wants to come and stop it. You can take this analogy even a little deeper. David was king. The Bible says when we become born again believers and followers of Jesus Christ, that we are kings and priests unto our God. As soon as the enemy hears that you're a king just like David, the enemy wants to come and hinder you and stop you. He wants to do anything he can to make sure that you don't accomplish all that God has for you to accomplish. Right? So this is a truth that we need to see. The enemy doesn't want good things. And God is a benevolent God. He's a loving God. And He's going to see that good things come to your life. But when they do, you need to be like David. Okay? What does David do? It says the enemies came. Look at verse 9. Then the Philistines went and made a raid on the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" The Lord said to him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand." Note the first thing that King David does, he inquires of God. He begins to pray. Church, if you want a great new year, it must include quiet time with Jesus. We see great heroes of faith as examples. We see Moses, Abraham, we see Joshua, and we just looked at Joshua just a few weeks ago on Wednesday night. They didn't pray. They took it upon themselves to attack Ai, and what happened? They said, "Oh, there's not that many men. We don't need to send our whole army. Just send a few, and everything's going to be okay." Well, the enemy defeated them. That's what happens when you don't pray. Are you with me? We need to be, and I'm not saying we're not a praying church. I believe that we are a people of prayer. But if we want to see greater things, if we want to see God break through, if we want to see those walls that the enemy tries to build around us broken down and smashed and scattered apart, then we will be people like David, and we will inquire of the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do in the new year? Do you want me to start a business? Do you want me to find a different job? What do you want for me this year? Ask, inquire of God, and just like David, God will direct your steps. Amen? God will direct our steps. Notice in this passage, God directed David's steps. There wasn't any doubt. And when David, he had heard the enemy was coming, what did he do? David went out against the enemy. Put on the full armor of God and enter into the battle this year. Go forward this year. Amen? David was a warrior. God's called us to be warriors for the kingdom of God, to advance the kingdom of God. David was not hiding in fear. He was on the offensive. Church, we need to be on the offensive. If the enemy's coming against your family, If there's loved ones that don't know Jesus yet, go on the offensive. Believe that this year is going to be a breakthrough in your family. Your loved ones that don't know Jesus are going to come to Him. They're going to experience His power and His blessing, His love, His grace, His mercy, His salvation.
Yeah.
Amen? How many want to join me and say, and that's the word Mary, that God gave Mary this morning. God wants to raise up an army that will go forward in this new year. And I want to go forward and I want to take kingdom territory. I love that. He didn't hesitate. With all the fear that's going on in the world today, we have two major wars in the world, other skirmishes around the world. We have the FBI telling us that our nation is under a watch, a warning, that terrorist acts are going to happen in our nation. Church, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. God doesn't want us to sit back in our and just be afraid of what's going to happen. He wants to raise up people like David that are called to go forth, that when they hear the enemy, they're going to enter into the battle and they're going to see God's hand move and bring a breakthrough. I want greater breakthroughs in our church than we've ever experienced before. I want to see more people saved this year than ever before. More people receive healing. More people set free from the bondages of things in this world that hold them back. I want our church to be a place of freedom. But it's not going to happen unless we pray. We've got to inquire of the Lord, just like David. Look at verse 11. So they went up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like a breakthrough of water. Therefore they called the name of the place Baal-perazim. The picture David has there for us, church, is of a dam. A mighty dam. Think of it, in the United States, most of us would probably think of Hoover Dam. It's huge, it's massive. But imagine the water stopped up and it can't flow and the pressure builds up. And God intervenes. And all of a sudden, it begins to crack, and then it begins to crumble, and there's a little spurt of water, and then all of a sudden it breaks loose, and there's a massive flood of water. That's the picture that David is giving us of what God did for David, what God gave him. It's a massive breakthrough, church, and we need another one. We need massive breakthroughs of the glory of God gushing through and just flowing through our lives and flowing in our church. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Who are they mighty through?
God.
Who are they mighty through?
God.
Who are they mighty through?
God.
They're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. The enemy wants to put strongholds in our lives and hinder us. Let this be a year where there are no strongholds in your life, where the grace of God is just that massive flood, and it's tearing down the dam, and it's just the grace of God is just flowing mightily. Our warfare is not limited to the things that we see and we touch. We know that. It's not limited to our human ability or reasoning, but our warring is mighty in God. When God gave David the go-ahead, what did David do? David went. He didn't hesitate. He didn't have to go through trials. He didn't have to go through training. He was ready to go. Church, be ready for this new year. Be ready. How do you get ready? Pray. Spend time with the Lord. Spend time in His Word. Get ready. Get ready. Don't let struggles or the enemy surprise you this year. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, he said, "Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." What a tremendous promise that is. "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Church, not only pray by yourself, but pray in agreeing prayer. Just a few weeks ago, I had one of our pastors in the region that called me, and he was discouraged and struggling some. And he said, I just want some advice, and I want you to pray with me. And I asked him, I said, "How much time are you spending in prayer?" And then I went on and I said, "Are you praying with your wife?" And then I went on and said, "Are you praying with your core group of elders in the church and deacons in the church?" And he when he called me, he was really struggling. I'm not going to go into all the things, but he was really really down and discouraged. And by the time I got through with the phone call, I prayed with him and I gave him testimonies. So we prayed and he hung up. He said, "I feel encouraged. I'm believing that God's going to answer the needs." And one of the needs they had as a church was finances. They were struggling financially. And it wasn't two or three days later, he calls me with a testimony. He said, "I got a check in the mail for $40,000. And this was a small church with just a handful of people that were wondering if they would even be able to continue into the new year. And God answered the prayer of agreement. Church, I want you to think about that. It doesn't matter how great the number of the enemy that is coming against you is, they're never in agreement. They're only in authority. They don't come together in purpose. They're not in unity like we're in unity. So when we come together in unity, two of us always outnumber the enemy. Because we come in the name of Jesus, and we come in the authority of the Word of God. We come in the power of the blood of Jesus, and His authority always conquers their authority. So, church, agree with someone in prayer. It's powerful. It will change the circumstances. Notice again back in our text in verse 11. "So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, 'God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water.' Therefore they called the name of the place Baal Perazim." David describes this breakthrough, but then notice here, church, that he goes on. He says the place is Baal Perazim. Baal was the enemy. That was the enemy god. He's saying, and Perazim means that he was defeated. He was broken through. God gave him a victory over the enemy. And this year, God will give you a victory over the enemy. He loves you just like David. But I want to ask you, do you have a heart like David for God? Are you going to spend time in prayer inquiring of Him? Some of us need a breakthrough in family this year. Some of us need a breakthrough in faith this year. We're struggling in our faith. Some people need a breakthrough in finances, like my pastor friend. Others need a breakthrough in freedom. Whatever you need a breakthrough in, there's no dam that the enemy can erect in front of you that God's power cannot wipe it out, come through it, and let the flow of God's grace and mercy and love flow into your new year. Now, what are the keys to breakthrough? Let me give you some keys to breakthrough. James chapter 2, verse 14. James says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says He has faith but does not have works. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Like David, we pray. But church, we have to have faith, and genuine faith always produces works. Works never will save you. The Bible makes that clear. You're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, lest any man should boast. But church, God's word says that our faith isn't living, viable faith unless we're acting on it. Unless we're walking it out daily, unless we're living that faith. So determine this year that you're going to be someone who says, Lord, I want works flowing out of my belief, my faith. Amen? Now, like David, we pray. That way you have faith as you ask God. Once God tells you what to do, you will have all the faith you need. That's what happened to David. He inquired of God. God said, I'm going to give you this victory. So David was ready. Come on, Philistines. I'm ready. He was a warrior. He wasn't going to back down. God has given me this victory, so I'm going forward. So church, have that faith in the Word of God, that God's Word, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, correct? When you get a verse that lights up into your heart and life and you know God is speaking that verse directly to you, then you rise up, you claim that verse and say, Lord, I'm going to live out that verse in my life. I'm going to go forward. You've given me your word. So, Lord, I receive that word. And right now, I'm going to be like David, and I'm going to go take the victory that you've promised. David is an example. I want us to look at another passage on David. This time it's in 1 Samuel chapter 18, in verse 25. Then Saul said, thus you shall say to David, the king does not desire any dowry but 100 foreskins of the Philistines. What's going on here? King Saul told David that he could marry his daughter, but there was going to be a dowry. That's what he's talking about. And it's a bizarre dowry. He's saying, I want you to go kill the enemy and bring evidence of the enemy. 100 of the enemy and bring evidence. So he says, take vengeance on the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. So when his servants told David these words, it pleased David to become the king's son-in-law. Now the days had not expired. Therefore David arose and went, he and his men, and killed 200 Philistines. And David brought the foreskins. And they gave them to the king that he might become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, as a wife. When we think about King David, or little David before he was king, what do you think about? You think about a shepherd boy? Or we think about the little boy going out and facing Goliath? But if you look all through his life, he killed the lion and the bear as the shepherd boy. He did away with Goliath and won a great victory. David was a warrior. He was ready to go. He was ready to fight. So when King Saul thought he was going to cause his demise, King Saul was the one that was fooled because David is a warrior. I want you to enter this new year and surprise the enemy. The enemy may not look at you as a warrior. He may not think you're powerful, you're strong, but through Christ we are. Amen? Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. And God can do anything through your life. So I want you to say, I'm not a little shepherd like David. I'm a mighty warrior like David. Amen? Be ready to fight for your family. Be ready to fight for your friends and the finances, whatever area you need a miracle of God. Just be ready. We can respond in different ways when we come up against a walled city or against a huge dam. We can respond in fear. We can run away and hide. Second, we can be overconfident. So we don't think we need to pray. We don't think we need to inquire of the Lord. But thirdly, we can respond in faith like David, faith that takes action. Church, we're not going to have a breakthrough without faith that takes action. Also, there's something else I want us to see in verse 11 again. So they went up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. Baal is broken through. That's what that literally means. Baal is broken through. And church, this is a New Year's message because God wants to break through the Baals that try to come against us. In James chapter 2, verse 22, do you see the faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. So the proof of genuine faith is action. I don't want to be a church that just talks about, oh, we want people to be saved. We want people to be healed. We want people to have hope. We want people to experience genuine love. I want each one of us to be warriors and take the city for Jesus. Believe God can do greater things than we can even begin to imagine. There's another verse that I want us to look at that Jesus shared. But before that, I want us to look back one more time at 1 Chronicles in our text, verse 14. This is a bizarre portion of the text. Verse 13, chapter 14, 1 Chronicles. Then the Philistines once again made a raid on the valley. Therefore, David inquired again of God. You notice he didn't just settle for the prayers in the past. He got a fresh revelation from God. That's powerful. And God said to him, you shall not go up after them. Circle around them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall go out to battle. For God has gone out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. Now notice, this is a strange statement. When you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, what? That sounds crazy. Now imagine, put yourself in David's place. Here he's coming to his generals and to his troops, to the leaders, and he says, we're not going to do what we just did, and we had a great victory. We're going to go gather under the mulberry trees, and we're going to wait until we hear the troops marching in the tops of the mulberry trees. Then we're going to go out. What? I'm sure some of them were going. Has David been drinking or something? What is going on with this? Sometimes God's plans are different than your plans. Sometimes his plans don't make sense to you. But you can trust the word of the God, the word that he gives you. You trust it. Those men trusted David. Even when David said, God gave me this plan, it sounds really weird, but I'm sure there were some of them that said, what, David? Why would we do that? But there were others, I believe, that said, David, you heard from God, and we're going to have another victory. We're going to follow that word to the T. Amen. That's how you can guarantee in this new year, you're going to have a great victory. Lord, I'm inquiring of you again. I'm going to be obedient exactly what you call me to do. I'm not going to try to figure it out on my own. I'm not going to try to figure out how I can defeat the enemy on my own. I'm going to step out and do what you call me to do. Amen. Now, Jesus, the verse I was referring to a while ago, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, the same truth, the same principle Jesus brings forth. Therefore, whoever hears them these sayings of mine and does them, I like him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall. For it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house and it fell. And great was its fall. Now when we first look at that, we usually probably think, well, that's talking about saved people and unsaved people. That's not what he's talking about here. Notice they all heard his word. A better picture is us sitting here, Christians, believers. But are we going to follow through the word of God? Or are we going to take things in our own hands and do what we want to do? Church, if you want to have a great year, be obedient to the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation. Read the word of God. Know what he says. Let him speak by the Holy Spirit and bring the verses alive in your heart and life so that you know with any doubt, God has spoken to me. And then obey it. Obey it. And finally, I want to end with this. We'll never have a victorious breakthrough year if we only pray about it. And then don't obey what we hear. Church, I'm believing for an awesome year. And as I was driving the last 5 days, and we drove up through Colorado and Wyoming and drove up through Montana, and I was praying for good roads. Did you know there was not any snow all the way through the United States? In fact, they had ski resorts in Montana that were closed. We drove up into Canada. It was getting a little cooler. But there was no snow in Calgary, no snow in Edmonton. We turned west. There was still no snow. We drove for a good part of a day, and it was getting colder, so there were frost on the trees, but the roads were good. And the whole trip, I was just praising God and thanking him. And along the way, you know, I was saying, God, I want this new year to be powerful. I want this new year. I know people have gone through some difficult things this past year. They've gone through physical ailments and, and struggles and family struggles and job struggles and all these other things. But Lord, I pray that we would start off with a bang. And the Lord just laid this passage on my heart. And so I just want you to know, church, God's going to do something awesome this year. You need to get ready, in the words of T.D. Jakes. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Are you going to get ready? And say, Lord, I'm going to pray. I'm going to get direction from you. I'm going to be obedient to your word. I'm going to be obedient to what you guide me to do. And I'm believing there's going to be breakthroughs. I believe in there's families that have family members that have drifted away. God's going to bring back the prodigals this year. I believe God's going to save those sons and daughters and relatives, the friends that don't know Jesus. It's going to be a breakthrough year for salvations. I'm believing it's going to be a breakthrough year in Pakistan when we go in February. I'm believing God for more people to be saved than any trip we've made. I'm believing God for more miracles. I'm believing for revival to ignite in that country of 98% Muslims. Pray they let me in. Because the devil doesn't want us going. Church, I want to ask you, are you ready for that flow of God's grace to bring that breakthrough just like David in some area of your life? I want you to stand with me. Worship team, would you come? Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask our prayer team to come across the front and around the back of the auditorium. And if you have a prayer need, I want you, as we read earlier today, come in agreement. That's what our prayer team is for, to come in agreement with you concerning anything that you're facing, anything you want to lift up to the throne room of Jesus. And when you come in agreement and you pray, God hears and God answers prayer. So as the worship team begins to play, I want you to step out from where you are. I want you to find one of our prayer team members at the front here or at the back. And before we go, we want to start the new year off right. We're praying for God to do great things, for God to do miraculous things. So wherever you are, just come and let's begin to pray.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.